You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yeah, Matt, it's crazy. I've only been live for maybe like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And I've already had a couple reviews online. Like, my friends came through and wrote some reviews and stuff like that, and ratings and stuff. And I think I need to promote that a little bit more. But
yeah, it's a different animal when you're promoting yourself and your, and especially with like podcasting, because the whole, I mean, you can talk about yourself or you can just talk about whatever you want. Yeah. But, you know, obviously the best kind of podcasts are about other topics and people and stuff like that, and like having different things going on and stuff like that. So it's weird because you get into this like kind of ego driven thing where you're like, man, I've just been talking about myself for so long. So, you know, we kind of already been recording. This kind of just fell into this. So, Brian Joe, right?
Is that Joe? Yeah. Like J-O-E. Yeah.
I know it's spelled kind of unique, obviously, but it's the way it's said. And thank you for coming on the show.
I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah. So, what got you into fucking podcasting? Let me just like drop that real quick.
Okay. So I always felt like I was going to do something important with my life. And I don't know, maybe this sounds like egotistical or egocentric, but I don't know why I always felt this in something inside of me that I was going to make a difference in the world. I know that sounds a little bit crazy now that I'm saying it out loud, but
I'll turn up your mic.
And I didn't know how I was going to do it or whatever, like how the medium of what I was going to do it through. And I was about 6 months ago, I started making YouTube videos just for fun. Maybe even more, like 7 months ago. And I was like making YouTube videos and I was following this guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a huge entrepreneur, like mogul, and social media master. And I was just documenting my journey through kind of going through YouTube, but also learning about how to build my own business, because that's something that I was really into. I've always hated authority figures.
For sure.
In school.
Fuck the police.
Pretty much. In school, in work, I hate people telling me what to do. And so I've always known that I needed to do something for myself, because I mean, I know that when you have a business, you're catering to clients and you're listening to them, but everything is on your own terms still. So yeah, anyways, I was doing that for a little while and I just like didn't know where to go with it. I was just making content and I was getting comfortable in front of the camera and speaking and stuff like that, which was good, but I didn't know like what to make. I was just being like, hey, I'm fucking
talking to a mirror.
I'm making another video. Look at what I did this week.
Yeah.
And it was just really boring. And then I actually don't remember how I got onto the topic of talking about other people's stories, but eventually it came to this, like this zit head of, like,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And it exploded in my mind. And it was this idea of, I was like, okay, like everyone's been telling me I should do a podcast. I have a personality for it and I have the voice for it. So I'm going to go for it. So I decided to make a podcast and I started looking into it. And I was like, man, what could I possibly do this about? I was like, I guess I could talk about myself, but like that would be super fucking boring. No one want to hear that. My life doesn't seem to be that interesting, and I know I've had like interesting events and stuff, but I was looking back on my life and I was like, wow, actually a lot of cool shit has happened in my life, but I can only tell my story once. And I'm like, but everyone has a story that they don't think that's good, but is usually pretty good, especially if you're able to isolate the most important events of someone's life. You can find some pretty crazy shit happen, like almost dying experiences to like all paid for trips around the world by some random company that you just happened to see or something like that. And so that's where the idea developed from, was I just want to share other people's stories. And then that culminated into another movement in my head, which was building community and positivity as a movement. And through sharing people's stories and sharing people's unique experiences, depending on their labels or the things that they represent in their life, like religion or sexuality, gender, race, you know, eventually when you boil things down and you don't label someone and categorize someone as a label, you listen to their life story. It's usually really similar in a lot of ways to most people, because at the core, we live our lives as humans, but these labels develop over time.
Yeah. So, you know, your podcast, especially, you know, I love your podcast. It's so you, you know. And how long have I known you, Brian? we don't really know each other.
We don't know each other.
And this is kind of like what's interesting about podcasting, because I kind of think about it in the sense of like back when you're younger and, you know, you're trying to like hook up with girls or whoever you may be trying to hook up with and all this stuff, like talking to somebody is such a intense anxiety, you know, crazy headache, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's just because I've gotten older and stuff, but I just felt more comfortable in the sense of like reaching out to people that are doing cool stuff. And that's like, you know, when I heard obviously about like, you know, your podcast and your projects and just yourself, and this has been with anybody I've had on the show and stuff. It's not weird. You know what I mean? Like, cause I'm like, it is, but it isn't. Yeah. And it's cool because I think that's what, you know, with our kind of world now, you know, we have these mediums where we, you know, can just shoot a text, can shoot an Instagram, can shoot a Facebook, DM, whatever it may be. And it can start good with that, but it's like if you don't build off that and, you know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like there's so many people that have their numbers and they still like Instagram text me. And I'm like, why the hell are you, you have my number? Like, and I think actually we kind of did that when you gave me your number and I was like, why am I going through Instagram trying to like reach out? But whatever, you know, okay. Yeah. But now we're sitting here face to face, like real people. And I think just going through your podcast, like hearing your talks with, because all those people that you've had on so far, you've known like a few of them. Like, you know, you've met them in like a few times, or like they obviously haven't been in your life, your whole life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Like, how hard is that to ask them to be? Because you obviously talk about some big shit, you know what I mean? Like, you talk about, you know, relationships with obviously the opposite sex and stuff like that. And just, well, similar sex, that's, I guess, what. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of like controversial topics.
And like,
really,
even like your one buddy that, you know, you talked about him kind of finding his like religion and stuff like that. Like, it is just really interesting. And like, who would want to put the time, you know what I mean? It's like to sit down with somebody and talk with them about those kind of things. Like, it's an interesting, people want to talk about these kind of things. And that's why I think it's a good idea you're doing what you're doing. And like, how do you I guess like kind of approach those kind of people? Like, give me a little backstory.
So with the guy that came back from suicide and found God, again, it was, I met him at a Super Bowl party, and that was it. We just started talking. Okay, so let me give a little backstory on like deep conversations and talking to people. So I was getting into network marketing, and everyone fucking knows network marketing. It's kind of steal your money, kind of try to sell random shit that you don't care about.
Yeah.
And this company that I was with, I don't want to name any names, and also this book that I read called Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki. He talks about how network marketing, if you're with a good company, they will literally teach you how to be a business person. And I actually learned a ton of stuff and how to interact with people and how to live a routine life and how to set up your life for success when it comes to business. And that was something that I was interested in. So long story short, I learned a lot from that, but I don't do it anymore because it's not the products that they were selling I wasn't passionate about. And through that, I established the system of how I did things every day. And so I'd like wake up and I would I'd have a couple goals in mind. I'd be like, okay, so I'm gonna like read a book for this amount of time or this many pages, and I'm gonna do this for this amount of time. And it's always like self-improvement stuff. And at one point, my goal was to have deep conversations with people. This is how the podcast idea started.
Sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So what ended up it's funny because I haven't thought about this in a while, but I would every day, no matter who I'd meet, I would genuinely be interested in their life story, and I would get to know them and I would talk to them. And you'd be surprised. Like, you kind of start off with small talk and you're like, hey, how's your day going? They're like, good. And you're like, is it really good though? And when you ask that second time, then they'll start to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my God. Well,
yeah. And you
know,
you can,
this person stepped on my toe on the way here and, you know, have this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And you start to actually see, because that first one, people know that you don't care, and or people don't normally ask that question looking for an answer. It's usually really rhetorical and people don't care. But for me, I like asking twice, and I like looking them in the eye and actually showing them that I'm interested. And in that way, they open up and they're like, okay, you know, well, this happened, or, oh my God, let me tell you about how awesome my day was. You know, it's usually like one or the other. I mean, like sometimes people will be like, ah, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was okay. And it's like, so
yeah, they can have those walls and stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And so what I liked doing was for lack of a better word, I'd be like probing them
it
for
is,
questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I do it in like a really respectful way. And if people weren't interested, I would just back off. But if you're genuinely interested in someone's story, then they're definitely willing to open up. People do genuinely love talking about themselves. As much as people would hate to say it, I think everyone loves talking about
for
themselves.
Sure. So, that's why we started a podcast.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, so that's where it all developed from. And asking people, it was pretty easy because I go up to them and I'll talk to them about their story, and then they'll kind of share a little bit about their story. Or I've messaged people on Instagram and I was like, hey, your story looks really cool. Here's my phone number. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you on the phone, hear more about your story, and see if this will work out for both of us. Mm-hmm. And so some people will reach out to me, and I'm trying to get this, a big real estate agent, like a young female real estate agent that's like doing great things in Detroit. And she does like commercial real estate, and she's like one of the biggest female real estate agents in a like a male dominated field. And so
didn't know that. Like real estate's more like male dominant. Like,
I think I don't know what it is now, but at the time that article was written about her, I think it was like 35% women, maybe. It's okay. Probably more now, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just asked them after hearing their story. But I do have to vet them, to be totally honest. Everyone does have a good story, but I realize that some people aren't good at being able to tell that story, and it doesn't make for super engaging content if they're scared or super timid about telling that story. Which is something that I've been telling people recently, is like, hey, the things that we're going to talk about are going to be very, very deep. I did a podcast yesterday and the guy cried, like tears were literally streaming down his face. So like it goes super hard into your emotions, and we dig really deep. So, I think that catches people by surprise sometimes, but at the end of it, as long as they don't want to be anonymous, it's usually pretty, I found that there was a release for when I told my story, because I was like, I have nothing to hide now. And I think that when other people have done the same thing, they finish their story and they're like, wow, I haven't felt like this in a long time, these emotions. And also now that I've shared with the world who I am, it's so much more it's so much easier to be who you are.
Yeah.
So.
No, and it's an interesting time when we thought that you could only hear these kind of things through, you know, like late night shows where they had these like, you know, 6-minute interviews with people that obviously you're never going to meet in your life. And now, you know, radio was one thing, but like podcasting obviously gave more control to the masses and stuff, which is great because, you know, it's just like with like photography, videography, you know, it's with the internet, basically. It's like anyone can make anything they want. And the funny thing that I always look back to, which you were kind of, you know, talking about, obviously, is like when you pick these people out of these circles that, again, like they may just be, you know, smaller in the sense of the vicinity of where we live. You know what I mean? Like it's like they're not going to be on the Oprah show, maybe, at least now, you know what I'm saying? But when they're talking about their experience or their project, they can realize more of what they're like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you said, it's like they express themselves. And when you're talking on a mic about it in front of somebody that just asks you a simple question of like, why are you doing this? Then they just kind of like pour out their whole emotions. And it just shows you that even like an artist that like is trying to express themselves still has so much like tucked away. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's like what's interesting with podcasting, because it's not a trick. That's like, again, I think that's what a bad podcast would be, is like a person tricking somebody. But it's like, what's cool about podcasting is you're meeting people, you're actually talking, because we're so disconnected a lot mm-hmm. in this world. But, you know, it is good because, again, like we wouldn't obviously be sitting down right now if we didn't have our phones and stuff. So it's a weird balancing act, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's so gratifying when you can have a platform and trying to have a show and whatever it may be, talking to somebody and like have them get something off that you had no idea was in the back of their head, you know? Mm-hmm. And that, like, I could see that with a lot of your like episodes and stuff, like the way people, you know, you ask a question and you like, you just let them run with whatever it is. And they tell about their stories and about what their struggles were and like what they're doing. And it's like insane how much they had to say. And it's like,
yeah,
they're not, you know, like even if they wrote it down or blogged about it, but like this isn't scripted shit, you know, they just had it going, you know, they just had it inside them and they needed to get it out in some way. And it's really cool hearing like those people that you have on, like in your guests and stuff, and obviously all different walks of life too. So yeah, I just think podcasting is such a cool platform. I just, you know, it's cool talking to somebody like this, you know, and seeing that you're actually doing it, you know, and you obviously are trying to do it in the way that I feel podcasting is, you know, so.
Yeah, and I think that since there is no way to filter what comes out, I think people don't know how to keep it back.
Yeah.
So they have this floodgate blocking everything. Mm-hmm. And in life, you're supposed to be the best version of yourself all the time. And you aren't able to show who you actually are most of the time, at least not to the full extent that the world should allow you to be. And I think being on a podcast has this like magic about it where – if you do ask a question, you have to respond immediately. Yeah. There's no time for thought. It has to be in a normal conversational setting. So in order to reply normally and seem like a normal human being, you're going to say what's on your head, like what's in your mind immediately.
Yeah.
And if you don't have time to process, all of those things are going to be mostly as pure as you could possibly find it to be. Which is something that I didn't realize about podcasting at first, but yeah, no, it's been amazing. I've loved every second of it, And I think it's probably the most passionate thing that I am, I don't know. I just love it so much right now. And it's in such an early phase, but I can tell that as I progress and I find other types of people and different experiences and different labels that people have, we're going to, like, the podcast is going to be able to show others how to be empathetic towards certain people.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't know the information, because I'm actually going to post a podcast today. I'm still editing it. And this podcast episode is about transgender, the whole transgender subject. And I have a unique experience with this because I knew, so her name is Josie. She was a guy in high school when I met her. So we were really good friends in high school, and now she's a woman and has like breasts and like is going through hormone therapy and all the stuff like that. So I have this unique experience with knowing them before the transition and then talking with them after the transition to kind of get an understanding of all the things that they went through. And I can say that probably most people don't know much about transgender as much as others would like to say that they do, or as much people like to fucking spout shit on social media. But I didn't really know much about it until I talked with her, and she was like, this is my whole experience. And I think this is going to be really, really engaging when people actually listen to it, because as I'm editing it, I like feel a lot of emotions going through it too.
Yeah.
So,
and that's amazing. I'm excited to hear that. And it's the human condition is what basically, you know, your podcast is about and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, it's interesting because I think we all want to know the human condition. I don't think you're ever going to figure it out. Like, that doesn't make sense, but it's so, again, this goes with podcasting and this kind of just this more mindset. I don't want to just keep saying podcasting because it's just the way you live your life, and you're a very, you know, adventurous person. And like, I feel that kind of kinship with you where it's just like, you're just trying to understand people's point of view. I can only do so much in my life, and I want to do the way I want to do it. And same with you. But the whole awesome part about living every day is meeting these other people that are doing something that you could never do, and talking to them about it, because it's like, yeah, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to hate on you for it. And I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, yeah, I'm not going to be a part of, you know, but I like when people do the complete opposite of what I do. You know what I mean? Like rock climbing and all that shit. Like that sounds so much fun, but you know, like you do that stuff and that sounds crazy to me, you know, but I like talking to people that do extreme stuff that, you know, we just don't have the time for. You can only have so many cards in your deck. And when you talk to somebody that goes through life in such a different way where it's completely changing their anatomy, it's like, that's so mind-boggling. I could only imagine like what they're going through or like why they would go through that. So, and you know, it goes back to what we just said. It's like, people want to express that in some way. And it's just sad when you like run into somebody and like maybe that conversation comes up in a group of circles that someone just like, you know, shits on in some way. And you're like, why? Like, did that affect you in that way? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, why do you have to say it that way? And you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to support it, but you don't have to say that. And it's just like, it's just sad when you see that, you know?
Oh man, I have a huge perspective on everything that we're kind of touching on right now, is that we've lost the art of how to disagree, but, and also like respect someone
for sure
for the disagreement. So, I mean, like this whole thing that's happening in the US between the Democrats and Republicans, the left and the right, like I understand. Like, you want to support your beliefs, but just because you believe something and then someone else believes something different doesn't mean that you can't be friends. Like, they're not attacking you as a person. They just don't agree with what you believe in, and we've lost the art of communicating that and still being friends on top of being like, hey, I know that we don't believe in the same thing, but I love you as a person because you're fucking cool and we have an awesome time drinking together or whatever, you know? Yeah. And it's like, people don't do that anymore. And also, good God, do you remember the commercials about, I don't know, like maybe like the 40s or the 50s where they had like the pinup style hair and then the typical nuclear family where like this lady in a day dress or whatever, she would
some madman, you know?
Yeah. And then she would like bring over some like tuna casserole to their neighbor and they'd be like, hey, thanks. Like, do you need anything or whatever? Or they just like invite each other over for dinner. Like, when do you see that now? People lock their doors, and if a neighbor comes knocking on their door, they're like, why the fuck are you here? And I don't know, maybe there are still communities out there that are like that, but I haven't seen them.
It's very rare. Actually, I was talking with a buddy yesterday, and he showed me his like security camera thing. Again, it's all right to have security. I totally am, you know, you need that, and it's good, but he got a little paranoid in the sense, he's like, check out all this stuff. And I'm like, today, if I didn't have all the obligations I had to do today, I would have gone over to his house and just like did the floss dance or whatever it is in front of his door, because I know now there's a camera in it. And like, you know, obviously he's not going to shoot me or anything, but it's just like, I just wanted to be on his security camera. Cause I'm like, dude, you live in like one of the safest places ever. Yeah. Like just relax, like chill the hell out and talk. Yeah. Again, talk to your neighbor. Like, do you do that? Like, that's the best security camera, right? You know, if you're out doing whatever, you go on a trip or vice versa, it's like, wouldn't you want the people in those vicinities to be like, yeah, I look out the window every once in a while and, you know, make sure no one's doing any shady stuff over at my neighbor's house. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you keep a community safe. But it's a lost art.
Yeah. And there's, within the past couple of decades, I think that individualism has been very, very emphasized. And I think that has gotten to the point where it's like we've gone over the tipping point of individualism, where it's like not healthy anymore and people are starting to feel alone. And one of my biggest goals from this podcast is to be able to build community again and build trust again, because that's something that people don't have anymore. So I don't know, I'm probably going to do like a monthly get together of just locals in my area and hopefully have people like start their own and expand and to like all the cities, maybe in the US eventually, but I don't know what I'm going to call it, but just kind of talk about the podcast, talk about the issues that are going on in the world in a non-judgmental, like a judgmental free zone, while also being open-minded to connect with local people in the community. And that's kind of what the launch party was about, is just to bring people together. Maybe people don't know each other, but to bring people together and just share experiences and talk about life and in a safe environment where people don't feel judged. Because I feel like, I don't think anyone judges people as much as they think that they do, but everyone feels like they're being judged a lot more.
Yeah.
And I think that's been affecting a lot of people's mental state. Me too. Like, I'm not immune to the stuff that I'm talking about. Like, everything that I'm talking about happens to me too. So I just think it needs to change.
Yeah. And I actually, you know, that was one thing when you posted about having a meetup and stuff, like your podcast, like opening kind of thing and all that. You know, I just love that. Like, I like people backing up whatever it may be. It could be a podcast, it could be their art, it could be their event they're doing. It's just like, the more passion driven by something, I'm glad that, you know, I knew about that, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying, like, since I like podcasting a lot, I, you know, wanted to be there on the storefront. But it is weird, and podcasters are very I mean, they're all different kind of people, but, you know, I remember going there, I'm like, I barely know you, and like, I go there and I'm like, this is, you know, I didn't talk to anyone, honestly, but it's just like, it's one of those things that like, I made sure I took the step out to, you know, just to, you know, be a part of. And like, and that's the thing, 'cause especially with podcasting in general, yeah, you can buy a microphone, go in your basement and have a fabulous podcast, I guess, you know, mm-hmm. but it's more to that. And that's like what's interesting when you explain about whatever your idea of a podcast, if you're talking about sports, you're talking about freaking movies, if you're talking to people, if you're talking to this, it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort to reach out and to explore your world, to centralize it under a soundproof room with some microphones,
yeah,
and like you know, like put in, you know, the summarize topic that you have been talking with your guest or your topic and stuff. And it's really, it's so crazy. It just like kind of boggles my mind after I think about it. But I actually had a personal question to ask is at your meetup, were any of those guests that have been on like your episodes that you've had out, were there?
There was two people.
Okay.
So Josh, the guy that found God,
all right,
he was there. And the travel hacking couple was there too.
That was a really good one. I like that one a lot too.
Yeah. And so they're super new, but in kind of creating their brand.
Yeah.
But they're really good at what they do.
See, this is where I'm like, fuck, I just stand by that fucking fireplace. And like, even though I didn't hear those episodes at the time because they weren't out, but it just like, you know, so, you know what I mean? And you did kind of bring that up when you walked by and we talked and stuff. You're just like, why are you saying that over there? I'm like, I just don't have a microphone.
So what's really interesting about that is everyone is different. And I think everyone is different levels of introvert and extrovert.
Yeah.
I think like people like to classify themselves as one or the other, but I think that
it's a balance.
We're both. Like everyone's both.
I totally agree. I actually don't like when someone picks one side.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Of course I like sitting inside all day doing freaking nothing. But again, I love going outside and being at a party. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, how do you, I don't know.
You
yeah.
need both to be happy. Yeah. But I think something that I want to emphasize in the future is continuing to have these events. And I haven't like planned out the next one. But maybe it'll be at the same place. I really liked the setup there and it felt really
homey. Very nice.
And I don't think that people need to talk the first time or the second time or the third time. But just creating a space where people can go to, and then maybe one day they'll open up and yeah. talk to someone. I mean, I think having that space for someone to go there, like maybe you didn't talk to anyone this time, but it, like, I think that maybe I'll continue to create like a small meetup group because I've heard some people wouldn't mind kind of hanging out with just good, kind-hearted, intelligent people that care about the world and each other. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to make it a place that you feel like you need to talk to someone, but the opportunity is there if you are willing to. I don't know how I'm going to establish that. I'll probably have to talk to some people that feel that sort of anxiety. So.
It's kind of interesting because, you know, where we're recording at Podcast Detroit, they do like monthly meetups and stuff for just podcasters that like record here and all that. And again, they just pick a bar and like pick a place and it's just whatever, you know, you just come here and you just hang out. And it's like, it doesn't even have, you don't have to be a part of what this is. You can just be anybody. Obviously, it's an open place and it's the same idea. You can just come there and I've been to a few of them and it is weird. Like I remember the first couple, you know, I was like, I probably had like a beer and I left, you know, and then it's like, you know, I stayed a little bit longer and talked to a few people. That's the thing. It's like, I think a lot of people have to kind of, and this is like, I guess the anxiety of it is breaking out of like, things don't have to be business. And people think too much of the business aspect of it where it's like, yeah, we're networking. That's a thing. And let's build something. Let's create. Let's do something. But let's just be in the moment right now and just talk. And that's a really hard barrier to break. And I think a lot of people, you know, because you can approach somebody and not have those intentions, but they might think you do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy or this person.
What do they want from me?
You want my money? Yeah. And it's like, and this is what's kind of weird because it's so funny how me and you have met.
Yeah.
Where I just shot you an Instagram and it's like, well, I have to say you started this. So where you obviously talked about, starting a podcast. And I was just like, yeah, I work at the studio. And then once I saw you obviously going through with the whole thing, yeah, I was just like, dude, let's talk about your podcast. You know what I mean? Like, so, but it was just that easy. Like, it doesn't have to be that hard. And I guess we're good examples of that. So,
yeah. I mean, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of planning. It's a lot of stuff that I need to think about.
I know this has been like months. Obviously, we've been kind of talking, I guess.
But you've kind of seen the process through the whole thing of how everything developed, and you know how it works, so that's really unique as well.
And that's the thing, it's like there's no pressure, I mean, like I think a lot of people kind of get under that gun, especially with social media and stuff, where they have to be like now. It's like, take a deep breath, relax, this is how we figure stuff out, I guess. Yeah, I don't know, but we are programmed so in so many different ways with how things are now, with just things have to kind of be that way. You see somebody like they just posted, 18 videos and all these things on every thing, and you're like, how can I compete with that? And they have like 4 podcasts out in one day. I'm like, how can I, but they started at a different time in a different place, and you have to be at your place, and you just got to figure it out and work with what you got, So
I think a really good way to look at that is, okay, sometimes I don't think this way, and I totally should, hypocritical, whatever, but is to look at those people and be like, wow, that's where I want to be. I want to have people that I've hired to help me run this, make it smoother, create a ton of content. And then you got to be like, wow, that's like in the future. I can't expect that happening anytime soon.
Exactly.
I can work towards it, but man, giving yourself some grace is really important. I'm definitely guilty of this, but,
workaholic is a thing.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So like, what were some of your like inspirations of just like having this kind of mentality of like creating stuff?
Ooh, I think that it's in our nature as human beings to create, whether you want to say it's from God or whatever. I'm not religious, but say God, he's our creator, right? And he created us. So, I mean, that would make sense for us to do the same, eh? But I think that it's just, if we're not, I don't know, at least I can speak for myself in this, is that if I'm not creating something or if I'm not learning anything new, I get super depressed because I don't feel like I'm moving forward. If anything, I'm moving backward, right? And this is something that I actually discovered about myself maybe, I want to say in the past like 2 years. I'm 27 now. But yeah, I was always trying to figure out like how to be happier, how to figure out to just like live a better life and just be content and happy. And one of those things was every day learning something new or reading something new or creating something new. And like being stagnant, I think, kills people.
Yeah.
Like emotionally, physically, in every possible way. If you don't change and there isn't any sort of development in your life, I think it's really, really hard to feel like you're doing anything with your life. So, I mean, even if it's just like learn a new word in a different language, one word a day, that's something. You feel like you accomplished something. So if you are working a really shit job that you hate, after you get out of work or even before you go to work or even at lunch, learn something new and you'll be like, wow, that was pretty cool. That was pretty productive. I'm becoming better as a person, and you know that you are. So.
Yeah. Have you read the 4 Agreements? Have you read that book?
No. What is that?
And I can't think of the author, but I just picked it up. It's a pretty short read, but the main kind of purpose that they talk about in it is it's kind of like what you just said, is there's a lot of bullshit fucking rules that are set on in our life that we mindlessly kind of like just accept. And it's something like it's always up to the individual and like what they think their life has to be. You know, it's like, why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? Like, who told you that? And like, you know, it may be more of a complicated thing of like your upbringing and blah, blah, blah. But obviously besides physical rules that we obviously know with the law and government, blah, blah, blah. But it's like when you talk to somebody that like basically is submitted to being a cog in a wheel, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah.
There's two dualities to that where you can be a happy person with that, but if you want to be something different, you can take yourself out of that cog and be better and figure out what else you want to do. You know, it's this whole like kind of like finding yourself thing. And it's just like funny, like you have to learn these like rules as you get older. And even if your parents lived a different life, they might have like kind of sprinkled on you and like not on their, not saying they wanted you to be that way, but that's just like how they knew how to get through life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now it's different. And it's like, it's cool to know now that things can be so more open than you actually think, you know what I mean? And it's like, a lot of people obviously want to make $1 million and, you know, be on the next Jay-Z video with Big Pimpin' and all that shit. But it's like, do you really want that? Like, is that the rule you're setting for yourself? Because that's like what I kind of think of myself, especially like podcasting and stuff, because it's like, yeah, I'm not going to, I don't even want to make $1 bajillion with podcasting, but I want to be able to do it in the sense of the way I want to do it and express my art in that way. Where I don't have someone barking down my neck and I, you know, it's, you set these rules. And when you tell that to someone that doesn't see that, which is okay, but they're like, well, how are you going to do this? Like, you know, it's.
Can I grab your notebook? Cause there's a couple of things that I wanted to touch on so that I could, yeah.
Are you reading my notebook?
No. Do you have a pen?
So, Brian's reading my notebook.
Uh-oh. His diary.
Just says all the stuff I love about Brian Joe.
Yeah. He drew an anime porno of me.
It's called hentai.
All right. So I'm just writing some notes in.
So as like when I was, yeah. Brian's writing out some rules for me because I'm talking about rules and how they need to be broken and... I don't know what he's fucking writing.
So, all right. So I have a couple of things that I wanted to touch on. And so pulling yourself out of the cog isn't for everyone. And I am so guilty of this, of saying, hey, you can live a better life if you don't do what the system tells you to do.
Can I pause you?
Yes.
Just because in your first episode, the Brian Joe Show, the way you explain a lot of jobs you went through actually really hit me hard with just you've been through a lot of stuff. Like you've been through some factory stuff. You've been through some just like, you're like, how the hell do these people do this? And actually I appreciate those kind of people that can walk in at an early freaking hour, 8 to 10 hours a day, whatever it is, do the same mundane dumb shit that my ego goes crazy about. And it's like, but they walk out, they walk in with a smile on their face. They are as positive as all can be. And they walk out. And I'm like, I hate you in that sense of like, how the hell, you know, again, I'm just joking, but it's just like, those are the people that drive me nuts because they figured it out. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of your mouth, but it's just like, yes, you don't have to be this other thing we're talking about, you know?
So I 100% agree with you. And some people will be their most successful selves if they are doing something in the system, quote unquote. I mean, everything's in the system, but we're talking about climbing the corporate ladder, stuff like that, being stereotypical 9-to-5 jobs, right? sometimes people don't have the personality to be able to build a business to make that successful, but they'll make hundreds of thousands of dollars working for a corporate company and they'll do an awesome job and they'll be happy. But I think the thing to think about is even a janitor can be happy with their lives, but it's all about self-awareness. Yeah. So out of everything, you have to know yourself, and if you don't know yourself, you don't know what you'll want. So whether or not other people are influencing you or pop culture is influencing you or your parents are influencing you, you have to understand yourself before you can decide, hey, running a business is for me. Hey, running a podcast is for me. Or, you know, like maybe – like we all need people in the economic infrastructure to work at like McDonald's or construction or like – pave roads, you know what I mean? We need people to do that. And I'm not saying that like everyone loves their job doing that, but like there's a give and take, and you don't have to be where you stay. And if you aren't happy, one of the biggest things is if you aren't happy, you can change that. So I don't appreciate people that bitch about their lives when they are in the same thing, choose not to leave. And then, but then again, that begs another question, like what is their living circumstances and what is their financial circumstance and are they able to leave even if they wanted to? So it's like for me being a somewhat entitled person, like saying that is easy, but someone that is working a shitty job and is living in a low income area where there's poverty and crime everywhere, right? Feeling like you can get out of there doesn't feel as real, but there are stories of people being able to leave those situations and becoming really successful in their lives. But I mean, like, it's just harder, right? But I don't think that it's impossible. I don't think anything is necessarily impossible depending on where you are and your government structure. So obviously, like, there can be a lot of asterisks to everything that I say depending on where you live in the world and the government system that is running you, you know, but like overall in a lot of the world, let me just specifically say the US, a lot of opportunity can happen as long as you're working to like accomplish that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's again where, you know, you come to these things where, like we just said, where you can be working at places or be a part of these places or see places. You know, let's just take a grocery bagger, like, you know, a McDonald's. Yeah. You can see people that, you know, will give you the, here's your order, or here's your order. And it's like, it's that mindset right there will, even if they're there for the rest of their life, that's all that matters of how they gave you that bag. And that means how they live their life, you know? Because, again, if they give you the bag, you know, with a bent arm and, you know, it's barely out the window or, you know, it's fallen out and it's all scrambled up or it's in the order it needs to be and it's held with two hands and given to you safely, they're promoting themselves in a better way, whatever it may be. Obviously, they're not going to be millionaires, but that's not the point, you know? And that's where money is a whole big concept that I don't want to dive into, and it doesn't even need to be discussed, but it's just like some people, it's weird because I almost feel like I want to talk to some people sometimes, be like, yeah, I'm a millionaire, and they'll talk to me differently, and I'm like, why would you do that? So if I slapped you in the face right now just because I'm a millionaire, you're going to kiss my shoe?
You're going to pay for that slap?
But you know, it's like some people, just because you have a money tag above your head, they actually will let you walk all over you. But it's like, no, you shouldn't ever, you know, it's like people are people. And, you know, it goes back to like the human condition. It's like, if you're a piece of shit when you're broke, you're going to be a piece of shit when you're, you know, a millionaire.
100%.
You know, and like 100%. That's some real stuff. And it's like, you got to understand that. And like, it sucks. And like, yeah, we all want more, but what are you going to do with that more?
Let's talk about money for just a hot second.
All right.
And so let's say,
I mean, we are in a green room.
So let's talk about this for just a second. So we're picturing two grocery baggers, right? Yeah. One that's just like, doesn't give a fuck. Like, that's your attitude.
Yeah, I put the milk on top of the,
I'm smashing your eggs and shit.
Exactly, yeah. Okay.
So let's imagine that there's a grocer that, like, doesn't shower often, doesn't shave, doesn't take care of themselves, is, like, slouched over all the time, doesn't carry themselves well, bags their groceries really crappily, right? Complaints all the time. And then let's look at the person that is the exact opposite of that. They care about what they're doing. They're well-groomed. They take care of themselves. They smell good. And they're, like, smiling when they're giving stuff. I mean, and who do you think is going to get paid more, right? I mean, it totally goes in like everything. That person that doesn't give a shit, they're not going to care about their pay as much, and they're not going to work as hard. They're not going to get any promotions ever. But the person that really cares, employee of the month, doing really awesome, and is helping the company, like showing that this is what our company is.
Yeah.
Right? And is like, wow, look at this guy or a girl. They're just crushing it every day. They're happy all the time. Great morale,
but
for
not being
stuff.
Fake. I think that's the thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Totally. You have to actually care.
Yeah.
That like, I
putting
don't.
Putting on a mask is a scary and tricky thing to get into.
Oh, dude, people's bullshit radar meter is insane. Like, if anyone's good at anything, it's spotting bullshit. Or even if they can't tell that it's bullshit, they can tell that something is off, and people won't react well to that. Period. So. Yeah, I don't know.
And that's the thing. It's like even at this kind of ultimatum of just if you are a slacker, own it, you know, be a slacker, you know, be like, fuck you. I'm not going to bag your shit the right way. Your eggs are going to be on the bottom. They're going to be crushed. You know, it's like own that if that's what you feel. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
But,
I mean,
like, but if you feel like you're going to be the one that puts the bag in the right place and the right things and all that and give it to someone and say, have a nice day, sir, ma'am, whatever it may be. Don't say that. And if that person, you know, spits on you or says something wrong to you and be like, you're a customer. Like, are you going to bite your tongue? Or are you going to be like,
what would you do?
Now, when I was a kid, I'd probably bite my tongue, but now I'm done with that. I give people the amount of respect that they give, and if they give me the less of it, I will tell them, you know, what's up. So
that's really interesting. And I think that is I think that's a lot of people, and I'm actually working to be in a place where I can. Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm usually so much more happy when I give as much as possible and don't expect. Because at that point, it doesn't matter what they do or their reaction or anything. If you literally just give to give, I mean, maybe that's selfish. I don't know. But if you're giving to give and it's doing it for yourself rather than others, right? The expectations that they have doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
So the way that they treat you doesn't matter. And like, sure, people can be like, ah, fuck you, I had a bad day, blah, blah, blah. I mean, okay, so I have this experience with being Asian, being a minority, and like I've played sports my whole life and people will like say really shitty things to you in sports, but I carry myself confidently enough that no one does that to me in real life.
Yeah.
And I would, I mean, like I wouldn't fight them either way, but I think for how I know a lot of Asians don't do this. They'll usually be really aggressive and be like, what the fuck? Why are you such an asshole? You're a piece of shit. But like in my head, I'm like, why are you racist towards me? Why are you saying these things if you're not racist? What is your day consisting of that makes you feel the need to lash out at someone like this? So if you think about it from their mindset, you're just like, wow, like why? I don't know you. Why would you say this to me? Does this help you at all? What's going on in your life that makes you feel so violent? You know what I mean? And if you think about it in that way, it's not anyone's fault anymore. It's like, I hope that they're doing okay. So you have this like empathetic, sympathetic way of thinking about their lives rather than being reactionary and aggressive, me like, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I've learned to cultivate. And I mean, I'm still working on, don't get me wrong. I still get fucking pissed, but, yeah, I don't know. That's something that I really try to work towards,
but
for the most part.
Being like a podcaster now, and like, I mean, obviously what you talk about too is I mean, just even after this whole conversation, like, you are a very awesome speaker. You like talking, and you're good at talking with people. I can tell that. And it's just one of those things where that's as far as it needs to go when somebody might cross your path. And again, it's just like, I could be wrong, but like kind of what you were saying is just like, they may be projecting something on you in some way, but it might, they're not maybe talking about you, or they're not trying to go after you. They're just trying to get a thing out of you because of something going on in their life that you have no idea about, that you don't need to figure out because they need to figure it out. And then it's so funny because you can just be like, what's wrong? And like just defuse it. You know what I mean? And like that's like funny when people get hit with a word or a, you know, like a phrase that they don't hear every day. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, why am I being a dick? You know? And it's
and,
like.
And also, so let's say you said chink to me. Right. And I reacted violently. What would you say? Like if you were having a bad day. Yeah. So if you called me a derogatory term. So if you called me a chink, right? And I reacted violently and I was like, fuck you, you're a piece of shit. How would you react? Like if you had a bad day.
So I said that to you.
You said that to me.
And then you got mad at me.
Yes. Well, let's say you were having the like terrible day, like a really terrible day, and you just weren't having it.
Yeah, and I just like kind of like let off, you know. I would hopefully, in the best scenario possible, take a deep breath and just be like, because I do not want to get obviously into all this stuff if it got physical or whatnot or just ruin what I had to do the rest of my day. I'd, you know.
But sometimes you wouldn't be able to control yourself because you're just like so.
That's a
like,
big what if, Brian.
Yeah, no, totally, totally, totally. And
I would
so,
never fucking say that. So.
No, yeah, I guess like I was just saying hypothetically, like if
I don't
you
know, I would just say because to me, like I would maybe just, you know, I would say sorry. You know, I would say I was out of line if I did go across that line. And I would be,
sweet.
You're
better than most people, you know, I think.
I wouldn't follow through with it for sure if that's like what we're talking about here. And that's, again, that's a very big subject because you can look at it in the same way where it's like if I said the N-word to somebody on the street, like I could be, you know, in a coffin now. So.
Yeah, I guess it's not good to think about it in such aggressive terms, but like people
but still,
will accidentally say things that hurt you. And as long as their heart's in the right place and they're not intending to do it, I mean, it doesn't mean that it can't hurt still.
Yeah.
But trying to realize that their intention isn't bad sometimes helps.
Because even if I called you an asshole, like, you know, if you, I don't know, bumped my car, you know, stepped on my shoe, whatever it may be, you know, the reaction of that is totally different than there are times where I've been there where it's just like, you know, if basically someone touched me that I didn't know, I'd be like, what the hell? You know? But it's like I don't want
to
do anything. Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's like, But I always, you know, you got to sit back and just be like, is it really worth it? You know, it's not. You should be on my podcast. You know, that's
tell
what
me
I would
about
actually
your day.
Say.
So,
yeah.
Tell me about your day.
But we're gonna wrap this up, Brian. It's fuck. This has been fucking cool, man. I mean, I'm really glad we both connected in this like unique way and. I like this in the sense of, you know, we barely know each other in a sense, but I always tell this to people about podcasting, like, you podcast? Like, well, what's that? Like, what's this? What, like, you just sit down and talk? I'm like, think about it. It's, you meet people at such a weird level, and to step outside of that box to talk to somebody, even if it's just about, you know, I haven't had this in-depth conversation with my friends in like months, you know what I mean? Like, and again, like I feel like you're one of my friends now and I hope that is like, you know, reciprocated and it's just like, it's cool. You know, this is why I like podcasting. Cause
I mean, Ryan and Brian go pretty close together. So, I mean,
can we, do this next time? And, the next time we do this, we can do beers with Brian or Brian with beer.
Yes. I have 64 days left in my challenge. So after like 2 months, after two more months, I'll be back on and we'll not get trashed, but we'll.
All I'm saying. I said Brian. you know, because you guys talked about
Beers with
that.
Brian.
Yeah, Beers with Brian. Brian. Yeah.
On episode three.
Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about your fitness challenge because I actually want to bring that up, but that probably seems like a whole other egg to be cracked. So,
yeah, sounds good.
We'll talk about that whole scenario. And yeah, there was a lot of shit, and it's just really good talking to someone like you. So, yeah. I wish you the best with please plug in all your stuff.
So you can find me at Brian Joe Multimedia. That's just where all my business stuff is at on Facebook and on Instagram. I only have that one Instagram, but if you want to follow my podcast, it's The Brian Joe Show. That's B-R-I-A-N space Z-H-O-U. Z as in zebra, H-O-U, show. And that is my, that's my Facebook page for that. So you can find me on there.
Hell yeah. And again, this will be the Train of Thought, and you can find all the podcasts that will be on it at trainerpodcast.com. That's T-R-A-I-N-O-R podcast.com. And yeah, Brian, thanks for coming on. This has been awesome. And yeah, we'll have to do this again.
Friends.
Yeah. Woo.